This is a daily update for Thursday, October 19th, 2017. The Germans are going crazy for a new TV show about sex, crime, and Nazis set in the 1920s in Berlin. A show called Babylon Berlin has drawn more viewers than the Game of Thrones. 1.2 million people watched the first episode following a Berlin detective and his travels in the seedy underbelly of Berlin right before Hitler's rise to power. So Jewish people are getting really nervous. Other people are getting really nervous because there seems to be a movement in Germany that's triggered by the immigrant situation in Germany, where Germans are trying to reclaim some kind of identity and they're reaching back to that era. So very, very, very scary when you think about the power now that Germany has in the European Union. So I haven't seen the show, so not likely I'm going to watch German TV, but wow. So are people letting the media control how they feel and what they think? And the more I interact with people, the more I realize they're being fed these lines through the media. And then you can look at the channel that they watch as to what their ideas are. I said, you know, you got to reach out to other type of materials and not just cable news. And in fact, I tell people to avoid cable news and try to get even into print media. A lot of it's still honest. Maybe not the New York Times, but there's a lot of print media still honest. Some leans a little right, some leans a little left, but this is the thing that I'm seeing in our society, is that whatever the hot topic and issue is what people get pre-programmed as, and they keep that programming as they go through life, and they start quoting these things from these news channels that are unfounded, you know, like it's real evidence and information that something's going on. So it's like the whole Trump thing. He'll never be able to do anything right in the people's eyes who hate him. They hate him. They love to hate him. They live to hate him. They're not going to stop. But a lot of those people control major media outlets, and then they control what those people think and feel, if that's the only thing that you are taking in, right? So look at the sexism going on and the sexual harassment going on. My question is, are men still allowed to think a woman is sexy, or even vice versa? Because we're sexual creatures and we all want to be desired in some way. So we are at risk of alienating that. We are at risk of alienating everyone when it comes to making any comments at all. Because now you see the Harvey Weinsteins going down, the Bill Clintons were brought up. And I love how people drag Monica Lewinsky out there like she was sexually assaulted. Monica Lewinsky very happily had sex with Bill Clinton. So you got to take that into account. And it doesn't take much to trigger a dude like that, because I don't think Bill Clinton understands the word no. And I think that he's pushed himself on plenty of women in his life, because many have come forward, dozens as a matter of fact have come forward and said this. So it really comes down to, they're focusing on these guys now. They're focusing on these big predators. And then Weinstein, you know, Weinstein still hasn't been found guilty in any court. He has accusers. Granted, he has over 40 accusers so far. There's probably going to be more. But in the court of public opinion, he's already guilty. He already lost his jobs. His reputation is already gone. You know, so whatever, man. He did this to himself. All I'm saying is that in America, you're innocent until being proved guilty. I'm not sticking up for anybody in any way, shape, or form, but that is the rule of the land. The media doesn't think about that. The media wants to just take these people out and hang them, you know, and that's kind of it. It's lynch mob mentality, and people jump on the bandwagon. But, you know, I know a guy a couple years ago that was fired from the store called BJ's because he told an off-color joke in front of two female employees, which he had known for a long time, for over a year. They laugh, they joke, and whatever. They turned this guy in. They went behind his back and filled out a sexual harassment form. Without any question, they fired him. He was out the door. So think about that. Think about how easy it is for someone to either manipulate a law or manipulate something that's supposed to be positive for a business. Like, wow, if you're being sexually harassed, you should be able to come forward. But there's always going to be people that will abuse everything. And that needs to be taken into account also. But it's not, because these days you're labeled, your reputation's gone. The lynch mob comes after you, and they're going to tear you apart until the next chunk of meat comes along. So I see this going into a terrible direction. This all started with politically corrected nonsense, and then this is where we're at right now. And people are at risk of losing themselves. That's something that we all need to think about. So, flying the yellow skies. A New Jersey man is suing United Airlines, claiming that he was urinated on by a heavily drunk passenger sitting next to him. Daniel Card was on flight 1871, headed back to New Jersey from Los Angeles. As the plane prepared for takeoff, the passenger next to him took out his penis, pointed it at Card, and began peeing on him. Card alleges that the flight crew refused to relocate his seat. He had to complain several times, and then finally they moved him, but he said he had to sit there in his urine-soaked clothing while all this was going on. The FBI interviewed both men, but the perp didn't recall peeing on anyone, but he did say that he consumed 4 rum and cokes at the airport bar in Los Angeles. So Card is suing for assault, negligence, emotional distress, and the airline has an obligation to remove drunks. United Airlines has the contract of carriage, which means they have to look out for the safety of the passengers and all that. But it sounds to me like the trailer ran dry. You know what I mean? And I think in a situation like that, where some guy points his penis at you, you want to like kind of shield yourself, you know, take some kind of tray or whatever you got. Or just, you know, even if the plane's sitting there on the taxiway, you jump up. You know what I mean? You know, when you're over a certain age, you can make the conscious decision to get out of the way if someone's peeing on you. So I think that part of this ends up on Mr. Card, who's suing, and part of it ended up on the person who did it, who had all those drinks. The bartender sold him those drinks. You know, if you have 4 rum and cokes, you're going to be pretty much out there. You know what I mean? So yeah, this situation could have been avoided, and you have to kind of just use your brain and not get peed on. So today is Conflict Resolution Day. So you see, right there, you have a conflict, and then you want to get together and find a way you can solve a problem without, getting peed on. So it's Conflict Resolution Day for all the people out there that need to get that conflict out of their face, out of their way, and do it in a smart way and do it the right way, and it'll be over and done with, right? Today is Get Smart About Credit Day, so it's about knowing your credit, knowing your credit cards, knowing the limitations on them, knowing not to put yourself deep in debt, and then knowing what you're paying in interest, because interest is a huge deal when it comes to credit cards. And really, the poorer that you are, the more you're going to pay. And then really, the poorest people in this country pay the most for everything. And then that is a really weird thing about capitalism in our system anyway, is that the poor people just can't get out of the hole because everything costs so much money for them, or interest or whatever, even if they can get credit. So I think that it's a day to get smart about your credit. When you're young and you're getting credit, make sure you're smart about it and you don't go crazy. Today is also Evaluate Your Life Day. So while you're messing with credit and figuring out you don't want to get peed on, you can evaluate your life and say, you know, what have I done? What am I doing? Where am I going? Today's a day to think about that and maybe reach out for things that is your passion but is unconventional, and maybe that will take you down a new path to a new future for yourself. Today is National Seafood Bisque Day. So anybody that likes bisque, a little bit of seafood slurry mixed together and some stuff and whatever, have your bisque and some crackers today. Today is National Get to Know Your Customers Day. And I like that, man. When I walk into a business, I like to know the people there, the workers. You know, I don't have to know their whole file and their whole life and everything, but I like to know, you know, just basically the first name and have a conversation here and there. And it's nice, especially in local stores that are mom and pop stores. You get to know the owners. And I think the owners that reach out to people, they're the smart ones, because they're the ones who are going to get those customers to come back. So today is a day to get to know your customers. Today is also National Kentucky Day. It was the 15th state granted statehood. And then Kentucky is known for the Kentucky Derby and Fort Knox, which a lot of people believe is no gold in there. So, you know, there's some controversy with Kentucky. I've never been to Kentucky myself. It's kind of a hard state to get to, or a weird state to get to. It's not like something that you'd cut through on the way to somewhere else. You know what I mean? Kentucky's kind of like off to the side. But I know it's beautiful countryside, the bluegrass state and all that. So visit Kentucky if you choose to do so. Why not, man? This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Thursday, October 19, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.